This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
During the week, I'm not sure if our listeners are aware, but during the week, there were two bills that were put to the State Parliament for debate and approval, both of which were beaten down. One was designed to amend the equal opportunity legislation, and the other was designed to amend the births, deaths and marriages legislation. To understand why they were beaten down, I've asked Martin Foley, who's the Minister for Equality, to come on air. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Tess. Good morning, everyone, and compliments of the season.
Thank you, and happy International Human Rights Day to you.
Indeed.
So what happened? Why were these bills beaten down?
Well, we're still trying to dissect precisely why, but the facts are that the Coalition and a number of the crossbenchers voted against each bill, declined to engage in any discussions around amendments or variations that would make the bill excessive, supportive from their point of view, and almost as a right of some kind of homophobic, transphobic and biphobic pride almost, voted them down. And sadly, some of the commentary that went with it was beyond offensive. It was hurtful and disrespectful to so many in our community, and particularly to trans and gender diverse people.
I'm assuming somebody dealt with those. I'm assuming somebody dealt with those negative comments in the House.
Absolutely, they were responded to, but that they weren't stopped. In fact, they kept coming, and it was frankly a low point in what had up to now been a bit of a good run for law reform and change in the Victorian Parliament when it comes to LGBTI equality issues. I think the LGBTI community in Victoria can feel a deep sense of betrayal from particularly the Coalition. There was no explanation. There was no attempt to engage from that party's leadership, given the almost rainbow washing that they had been engaged with over the first half of this political term, and it was a deeply disturbing day.
So what do you think caused that change and that flip-flop, so to speak?
Well, it's always hard to tell, but there seems to be an increasing radical right edge to the Victorian Coalition. Always happy to engage in community events, always happy to engage in roadshows and programs, but when it comes to the pointy bit of changing discriminatory legislation that, just to remind everyone, Daniel Andrews and Labor took to the election as clear policy commitments that we would implement.
So you could argue you have a clear mandate.
Absolutely, we would argue we have a clear mandate, but even allowing for that, there seems to be this nasty and increasingly rabid right fringe that are no longer the fringe in the Victorian Liberal Party. And we've seen it in a number of their pre-selection rounds in recent weeks. And there's multiple media reports about all of that. I suppose the most disappointing thing was that despite the Leader of the Opposition in Victoria having earlier in this term claimed the need for a more inclusive, diverse and particularly engaging with LGBTI Victorians, he has been completely silent whilst he voted down this legislation.
I actually, yesterday, Martin, it's Macca, I had a fairly long and robust discussion with Matthew Guy on this issue. He's going to come and have a chat to us about it in the next week or so, but he said the issue's not over yet. Now, I don't know what that means. Whether he's going to come back to you with a proposal, I don't know. Hopefully he does, but he's going to talk to us about it. But the other person I spoke to at some length about this yesterday as well was Fiona Patton, who supported the legislation. Fiona is not just devastated, she is really, really cross that at the language that was used in the upper house and the outcome of it. Where to from here? I mean, if Matthew's prepared to sit down with you guys, what can we do as a community? What do we need to do to support the particularly the issue that I'm really pissed off about is the trans birth certificates issue. I just cannot get my head around how any reasonable person would oppose this.
Well, let's just consider the level of absurdity of what happened in the Victorian Legislative Council. So trans people, gender diverse people, can now in this country get a passport that appropriately reflects who they are. But their foundation document, the foundation document that they need to engage in civic society and employment in every aspect, their birth certificate, cannot reflect that. So what kind of a message are we sending that somehow or another that a Tony Abbott-led opposition and then government voted for and delivered those changes for trans people at a federal level, but we in Victoria have to run onto the rocks of an increasingly rabid Victorian Liberal Party that can't even bring themselves to the same kind of changes that on the same day the South Australian Parliament put forward. This is not an issue that exists in some marginal academic consideration.
Yeah.
This is a document.
It's a real world situation.
Goes to people's identity.
Mm.
Adults, the hundreds of kids that go through the gender dysphoria unit at the Royal Children's Hospital. This is about allowing people who would otherwise be even more marginalised than they are now to rightly be able to claim, this is who I am, and my community recognises who I am. Having said that, there are prohibitions in the Victorian Parliament about reintroducing the same bill if it's been defeated in the same term. But interested to hear what the Leader of the Opposition might say, because a number of attempts to seek to amend the bill to make it acceptable to them were rebuffed. So it would strike me as somewhat disingenuous, but, you know, we live in hope, and we would, of course, be interested to hear from the opposition. And can I say that I share Fiona Patton's concern as to the level of the language and the attacks that we saw on LGBTI Victorians. People of our community should look, whoever they are, whatever spectrum they hold on identity and sexuality issues, should not be vilified in their own parliament. I would have thought the days that Victorians look to their parliament not as an aggressor, not as someone that locks them up and
not
oppresses
as a,
them,
not as
but
a
as an ally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. I would have thought that people would look to their parliament like we did at the high point of the apology earlier this year as an ally. This week, it was certainly not an ally.
Well, Matthew's committed to come on, if not next week, the week after. We'll let you know. You can have a listen in. He might give some...
Certainly be listening.
Some pointers. It was a, let me just say, Martin, it was a, as you would imagine, it was a fairly robust discussion.
Martin, some of the comments that were made by some of the opposition members were particularly offensive, I thought. And there was a particular comment that was made by, was it Bernie Finn?
Yes, Bernie outdid himself by even his particularly unedifying standards.
Yes.
It's particularly offensive, wasn't it? I don't even know that I can repeat it, to be quite honest.
Well,
it's probably better
it
for
either,
not to repeat it.
Don't dignify it.
Exactly. But, you know, this has impact. This is now on the public record. He's promoted those same views on social media and Facebook. And this is the view that is being touted around increasingly according to media reports, stacking that's going on in the Victorian Liberal Party to make that organisation nastier and harder than what it otherwise was. And it is certainly not the party of the Hamer era. It is a nasty, an increasingly nasty outfit. I look forward to the Leader of the Opposition perhaps reconsidering that. And, of course, our door is always open.
Okay, good, so so the call to action for our listeners this morning is get agitated, learn more about this. Possibly the best way to find out about it is to go straight to Hansard and have a look at the debate and some of the horrible commentary that was made. But what else can our listeners do, Martin?
Well, whilst they're doing that, they should also seek to look at some of the absolutely outstanding contributions of people like Harriet Singh, the first out woman in Victorian parliamentary history, and just some of the fantastic defence and celebration of the diversity of our community and the reason why the recognition of our trans and gender diverse people needs to be embraced as a really empowering thing, not just for trans people, but for all of us.
Excellent. Well, we need to wind up, unfortunately. You're listening to Sat Mag. We currently have Martin Folley, who's the member for Albert Park, the Minister for Equality, amongst many other things. Thank you for your time again this morning, Martin.
Thank you very much.
We will ponder the question around what our listeners can do and what action we shall take, and we will pursue that further on this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.